Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Okay, welcome back. It is Columbus Day.
Yes, it is. I don't think a lot of people are off today. I really don't. It's not like some holiday where everyone take. I mean, there are a lot of people here today. I came in after that funeral, 1 o'clock. There was tons of traffic. People were all over the place today. I think people at work, all this type of thing, honestly. So earlier on, before I went to Dr. Mertes Feely on the Middle East, I was going on and pontificating and making my blood boil that, you know, I had Dr. Mancini on, who, a great guy, super guy, who is the honorary consul of Italy for Pittsburgh. And I'm upset about that Columbus statue in Schenley Park. I really am. It makes me really upset. Not that it's there, but that it was covered up. And a lot of the weather took away the coverings and all that type of stuff, but it's still in litigation, I guess. I love Italian Americans. They want that to be their symbol. Then just shut up. You want Indigenous Day, Indigenous Peoples Day today, and everything's in tandem, fine. Do it. I'm fine with that. Go ahead. But don't look cross-eyed at us for celebrating the history and the heritage of Italians and how they were treated when they got here. They were treated like they were put in the basement. Let's just say that. All right, back to the phones. Dan in Mount Pleasant. Dan, you are on KDK. One of my favorite Trumpers. There he is on a Monday. What are you off today?
How you doing today, Michael B?
I'm okay, my friend.
No, I'm working, but you know, I just thought I'd better call and jump in on the conversation.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Hey, many people that celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day today will acknowledge that the Jews are the indigenous people of Israel. Do you think they'll acknowledge that one? Probably not. You know, you had a caller earlier make a brilliant point, and I believe exactly what he said. You know, we have all these statues these people want to tear down and cover up, and we need to have historical context with them, good, bad, or indifferent. And the real historical takeaway here of the Christopher Columbus, this is why it's important for a people, a nation, to have borders and be careful who's coming into your country. And, you know, make sure people are going to assimilate or, you know, accept your culture. I mean, you can come here with your culture, but, you know, if you're going to come to America, you better embrace America as to who it is.
Hey, Dan, since you said that, you know, no, and you know my feelings about Columbus Day. I love Italian. Oh boy, I grew up with Italians. Believe me, Irish and Italians, we got along very well. But you know what gets under? But the point was, it gets under my skin. And don't take this the wrong way, but you know, as it relates to African American studies, and you know, the study of sexual orientation in gay people, the Trump administration has been very inconsistent. If we say, you know, have a statue, do your history, do this, do that, do that. Let it go. Don't come in just because the Heritage Foundation, you know, has an issue with gay people. Let them go. Let these kids, let people have access to history. And that's where, I don't necessarily get mad at Donald Trump for it, because I don't think he's a homophobe. He's a New York guy. And you can't be homophobic in New York. And his kids, you know, his kids are not homophobic. It's that crazy wacko part of your side, and we have crazy wacko parts of my side. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Mike, because you talk about people not being taught history. Who controls the education system in this country? The Democrat Party through the teachers union, these elite teachers at these college universities. Why aren't we teaching CRT? I'll tell you why, because CRT is nothing more than the history of the Democrat Party. Oh. And they don't want us to actually know that. That's why they don't teach that stuff. Oh. And as for sexuality, Mike, that, to me, that's something that needs to be left at home. That should be something your parents talk about. When we go to school, we need to talk about history and math.
I'm not talking about sexuality. I'm talking about people murdered and people beaten and people discriminated against because of who they, the way God made them. That's history.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where you're going with that one. You kind of lost me there.
That's history. And conservative wackos want all the books off the shelves and everything else. I'm just saying. You guys made great points today, and I agree with it. Let people have access to history. Let them have access to history. All history. Don't pick and choose because of who you like and who you don't like. And listen, Italian Americans, you know, and this whole thing about, okay, fine. If you hate Christopher Columbus, don't celebrate it today. But don't tell me not to celebrate it. Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you. You don't see me ripping statues down. I think we need to build more of them myself.
I love it. All right, Dan, thanks. I'm sorry I'm running out of time. You got 20 seconds if you want.
Yep, I got it.
All right, thanks, bro.
Yep, I'm good. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you Thursday night. Indeed. All right. So, yeah. Oh, boy. All right. I got my last three callers on the line here, and we'll go from there. Yes, indeed. But no. Mm-mm. Nope. Just, you know, I don't like hypocrisy either. I don't like hypocrisy either. You know what? Give Italian Americans their day. Give it to them. Give African Americans their day. Give Irish people their day. Give gay people their day. Give Jewish people their day. And don't try to cover stuff up. Stop it. Just because you have issues with certain segments of people, that's bigotry. Just let it go. Give indigenous people their day. Fine.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.